Chapter 33. Miltonians on the Stalk. The institutions of any society are interrelated, even those which appear to have completely opposite goals. Gladstone himself observed, "There is often, in the course of this wayward and bewildered life, exterior opposition and sincere and even violent condemnation between persons and bodies who are nevertheless profoundly associated by ties and relations that they know not of." Perhaps the most famous example of this, and one well recognised by Victorians, was the bitter rivalry between the temperance societies and the pubs. These two institutions, in fact, served similar ends, and ultimately were seen to adopt the same attractions. The pubs acquired organs, hymn singing and soft drinks, and the temperance meetings had professional entertainers and a new raucous liveliness. By the time the temperance groups began buying pubs in order to turn them dry, the intermixture of these two hostile forces became pronounced indeed. Victorians also witnessed another rivalry, centering around a new social institution, the organized police force. Almost immediately, the new force began to form relationships with its avowed enemy, the criminal class. These relationships were much debated in the 19th century, and they continue to be debated to the present day. The similarity in methods of police and criminals, as well as the fact that many policemen were former criminals, and the reverse, were features not overlooked by thinkers of the day. It was also noted by Sir James Wheatstone that there was a logical problem inherent in a law enforcement institution. For should the police actually succeed in eliminating all crime, they will simultaneously succeed in eliminating themselves as a necessary adjunct to society, and no organised force or power will ever eliminate itself willingly. In London, the Metropolitan Police, founded by Sir Robert Peel in 1829, was headquartered in a district known as Scotland Yard. Scotland Yard was originally a geographical term, denoting an area of Whitehall that contained many government buildings. These buildings included the official residence of the Surveyor of Works to the Crown, which was occupied by Inigo Jones and later by Sir Christopher Wren. John Milton lived in Scotland Yard when he was working for Oliver Cromwell from 1649 to 1651, and it is apparently from this association that a slang reference for police, 200 years later, was Miltonian. When Sir Robert Peel located the new Metropolitan Police in Whitehall, the correct address for the headquarters was No. 4 Whitehall Place. But the police station there had an entrance from Scotland Yard proper, and the press always referred to the police as Scotland Yard, until the term became synonymous with the force itself. Scotland Yard grew rapidly in its early years. In 1829, the total force was 1,000, but a decade later it was 3,350, and by 1850 it was more than 6,000, and would increase to 10,000 by 1870. The task of the Yard was extraordinary. It was called upon to police crime in an area of nearly 700 square miles, containing a population of 2.5 million people.